Wisdoms of the Pomace Buddha, a blog and podcast by Sarah King. 2nd of March 2016, Episode 75. You can say you to me. When my English husband first learned German, he told me time and again of his dilemma to choose between the formal Sie and the informal Du when addressing someone. To his great disappointment, I was unable to offer him a clear-cut set of rules. Let's look at some examples and try to find out more. In Germany, the default, I think is fair to say, is sitzen, while using Herr or Frau and the person's last name. Children and youngsters should address most people older than themselves using Sie. As an adult, you use Sie with most other adults, unless you know them better, or if you are among a group of people which make a point of being laid back, such as TV producers, PR managers, and almost everyone in Cologne, or comradely, such as metalworkers unionists. It may suffice simply being in the same place as those people. For example, at a hip bar, Brauhaus, trendy shop, etc. If you do your grocery shopping at a large supermarket, even in Cologne, you would normally siezen the person at the till, and he would siezen you back, unless you are a minor. Let's look at some examples of the most common usage of formal and informal address in British English and German. Note that there are, of course, regional, local, and even individual varieties. And you will find a table on www.pomacebuddha.com. Dear Germans, may I please point out that the fact that English business people are on first name terms with each other does not mean that you would automatically duzen them in German. What the German Sie and the English you have in common is that they have no grammatically correct plural form. If you wish to formally address several people in German, you have to say something along the lines of Sie alle. Speakers of the English language in some regions of the world have come up with colloquial varieties of you to mark the plural, such as y'all, regional US American, yous, Ireland and Australia, you guys, originally US American but now widely used elsewhere too. When one is on Z terms with a German, as a rule, the older person would normally offer to change over to the informal address at some point. This may be accompanied by some type of ritual. It used to be common to go through the motions of Bruderschaft trinken, consisting of the following steps. Linking arms with, while sitting opposite each other, and taking a sip from your own glass. Kissing, yes, smack on the lips. Introducing yourself, in inverted commas, formally by your first name. These days, this custom is pretty outdated, at least in standard situations. The normal thing would be for the person offering the changeover to say something like, "Wir können ruhig du sagen," and then introducing herself again, and then to introduce herself again, even if you know her first name already, and even if she knows you know it. She may say, Ich bin die or ich heiße plus her first name or simply say just her first name. There is an intermediate step between formal and informal in German, but it is not very widely used. That is using Sie in combination with a person's first name. I'm sure the Knigge has rules for this. If in doubt, use the formal address and let the other person initiate any changeovers. If nothing else, Sie is way easier to use, as the third person plural verb is identical with the infinitive. For example, gehen, gehen Sie schon? Read more on this topic on my website www.pommesbutter.com. Next week, we'll indulge in some easy listening. The Pommes Buddha says, one for du and one for sie. You can read this text on my website www.pommesbutter.com. Thanks for listening.